Talk Live. We're back with hour number two. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. So is there more to say, Mark, about the movie we saw today, Avatar, which pretty much sparked a conversation about the environment that lasted for the entire first hour of the show? Is there anything else that we should touch on?
And people are really worried.
The themes, perhaps?
Of the themes of Avatar,
yeah,
or the environment in
Avatar.
General? I think that... If one is going to respect property rights in the modern day world, one can't discount how property rights have been violated by people in the past. And by that, I mean, not only in the areas of Israel, Cuba, but right here in the United States, the fact is that
the Indians,
they took land that belonged to other people through subterfuge, fraud, force, and whatever it took. And, you know, it's not right. And saying it's right doesn't make it right.
Let's go to your phone calls here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Let's go to Charlie listening in Gainesville. Charlie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to talk about marijuana for a few minutes.
One of my favorite topics.
It is.
All right. Well, I just wanted to let you guys know I just purchased a little bit, 2 grams, in fact. About 15 minutes ago, and I wanted to talk about the black market and how much the drawbacks that there is as well as the benefits.
Oh, there sure are drawbacks. By all means, go right ahead.
What are the benefits?
I want to talk about the benefits are I'm not giving any money to the government.
Okay,
it's true.
You know, I mean, I know the guy that I'm purchasing from. You know, he's a dad. He has 2 kids, and he actually coaches his daughter's basketball team. He's not a bad guy.
But
I don't care about giving him $20 every once in a while.
I agree with you on that, but he has to pay money in order to get that the weed too. And some weed is weed isn't nearly as big of an aggressor as say cocaine, heroin, opium. But if you look at those drugs, where they come from, you'll often find essentially what you find in most agrarian societies: slave labor, harvesting these things for rich overlords. And so, to some extent, buying that stuff perpetuates slave labor.
Depends. It could come from a local grower. You never
opium?
Know.
The opium?
Muted yourself.
Well, I am in a college town, and homegrown is pretty popular here. So
weed is.
Now, of course, I can't guarantee where mine comes from, but there are plenty of homegrown strains around where I live.
Right, but the fact that if it's coming from some sort of vicious drug cartel, that's only a result of prohibition. It wouldn't be that way in the absence of prohibition. So
yeah.
What are some of the negatives you wanted to point out?
Well, the negatives were, you don't necessarily have a set, for example, if there were a store, if I wanted to join a rolled, prepared joint at 9 in the morning, I could waltz right in, put my $1.50 down like you do in Amsterdam and get my roll of joint.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with my guy, he operates on a different schedule. I can't really call him before noon or, between 6 and 8.
Yeah.
So I have a little window there to get what I want, but I also have to work. And sometimes that involves working in the evenings, and that means that I can't, get with my product.
Sure. Sure, it's not the most convenient of setups.
No, certainly not.
You're at the mercy of the black marketeers and when they want to make it available to you. And one of the biggest problems, just to interject here from my experiences, in the working in the purchasing in the underground, is that if they don't call you back, oh well, you can't really do anything about it. If you don't have somebody else you can go to, if you've got a handful of dealers, then your odds are better. But some people don't have more than one. So if their one dealer is just not available or MIA is for whatever reason not answering his phone, you're out of luck. You don't have any other options that you can go to, or they'll make promises that they don't keep, like, oh yeah, such and such is coming in on this date, and then it's 5 weeks later that it actually comes in, if it ever comes in, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But of course, that's just one thing. I mean, to address what you were saying, that's just an artifact of prohibition to begin with.
Oh, all of this is are artifacts of prohibition.
Right. Is all you have to do. Prohibition acts the same way whether you're talking about a mind altering substance or not. There in Florida, raw milk is outlawed for human consumption. You have people skulking about dairies trying to get raw milk because they believe it's better for them. I drink it. I believe it's better for you. I don't know.
We talked about a story the other week where there was a raw milk deal done in a parking lot somewhere.
Right, and the government comes after these people. It's absolutely ludicrous. Now, in Florida, just to show how people do get around these things, you can sell raw milk for pet consumption. So some places, pet stores and things like that, will sell it. It's very, very strange. But this is how prohibition works.
Yeah, it's very cloak and dagger. I can't tell you how many times I've purchased marijuana in a parking lot.
It works that way at 1 o'clock in the morning when they lock the cabinets on the beer, too. You know, people stock up ahead of time. They'll go to different towns. It's absolutely mind-boggling. They'll pay more at package stores. It's nuts.
Did you want to share more with us?
Well, I also wanted to ask you a question about intellectual property.
Okay, sure.
Well, I'm a recently minted voluntarist. I used to be an objectivist. And one of the problems that I'm still grappling with is the idea of intellectual property, because it seems to me that, and I'm coming up on a dead zone, so let me just ask my question real quick, and I'll listen on the podcast tomorrow.
All right.
It seems to me that in order to make something yours, in order to make it your property, like, say, Stefan Molyneux likes to use the desert island example, like, if there's a coconut in the tree, it's of no value to you unless somehow you can expropriate it to your use. You know, unless you have a means of getting it and bringing it down and using it, it can't be of any value.
Mm-hmm.
And so it seems to me that you use the same sort of process, but it's your mind. It's your means of cognition that's involved. Like, when you make a piece of music, that thing is yours. You don't necessarily own the individual notes, but those notes in that order, in that particular sequence, is yours. You know,
okay.
I don't know how that would be dealt with in a purely voluntary society. That's not really mean I'm against it. It's just
right.
Something that I'm having a hard time with.
I think that if you want to have into the idea of intellectual property in a free market world, that it would be up to you and other innovators to come up with ways to keep that property, if you will, those ideas protected, somehow keep them from being utilized as in inappropriate ways by other people. But as far as I'm concerned, as soon as you let your little musical ditty out of your head and onto a paper somewhere, or you play it in a bar, or you play it somewhere for other people to hear, it really isn't yours any longer, in that you do not, in my opinion, have the right to stop me from listening to you play your little song, and then me going in, which I can't do this, I have no musical ability whatsoever, so I'm one of the reasons I'm a talk show host, preventing me from playing those exact same notes in the exact same order on my own guitar. So I don't think you have any claim over what I can do with your idea when I get a hold of it legitimately. If you can somehow hold back that information or contract people to not use it in certain ways, I think you should be free to attempt to do that. I just don't know if that'll be cost prohibitive for you or not. I'm not sure what the market will come up with in those ways, but I would leave it to the marketplace to innovate in that manner.
All right. Well, I really appreciate it. Y'all have a great evening. Hopefully I'll be up for the Liberty Forum.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about a little bit more about that here coming up tonight. Thanks for the call, dude. I appreciate it and look forward to seeing you then. Mark, did you want to jump in?
Yeah,
on this?
I think intellectual property absolutely exists, but I don't think it exists in the same realm as regular property.
It exists in the same realm as rights. You have to have agreements.
It's an idea, and I understand if you come up with the greatest idea ever, whether it's you make a big budget Hollywood movie and then they're selling it on the streets, burn DVD copies on the streets, and not giving you a piece of it. It seems wrong, but you can create interlocking agreements with, and I'm sure they have these, with the movie theaters that sell them, and then if purvey these movies, and then if one of their employees fails to abide by their rules and then, you know, expropriates this movie, they've stolen if they've violated the contract.
Yeah, what's Jim Cameron going to get out of The Projectionist at the local movie theater?
I think that
nothing significant.
The projectionist needs to realize that he can cause more damage, he can incur more debt than he can pay off in a relatively short period of time.
And his reputation could be damaged.
He needs to compensate people for that.
There's more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money, real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
This is Tom from HempUSA.org, and I'm here to thank the listeners who have purchased our products over the last 3 years. We all know these products have made their lives healthier and safer. At HempUSA.org, we have constantly strived to bring new products to the forefront. Why use chemically laden products that can be absorbed into the skin and cause disease? Why have 10 products when you only need one? And why waste your money on products that don't work? If you ask yourself these questions and want to know more about new innovative products, please call HempUSA.org at 908-691-2608. From our non-food items to our storable and daily foods, it's quality that counts for the health and welfare of our customers. Again, I thank you all for sharing in our success and by joining as affiliates and being a part of the hemp revolution. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got the features there, and they're all for you free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites, enjoy ours on us at freetalklive.com.
At Manchester Brewing, prayer warriors are standing by 24/7 to intercede with Lord Elvis on your behalf. ManchesterBrewing.com.
All right, we continue taking your phone calls about what you want. Let's go to Fred, listening in Flint to WCK. Fred, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Fred. Welcome aboard.
Hey, thanks.
What's on your mind tonight?
I'm going to have to move up there. You guys are kind of like my extended family.
Oh, gosh, thanks.
It's amazing. We're spirits of the same venue, the same wisdom and intellect. I've got what I'm calling my spirit of Christmas download. I do have, this is out of a resource catalog a friend of mine provided me via the mail. I don't know if I should mention the source. Maybe you don't want me to. So I'll just go to the, it's called It's an Illusion. This is the title of a DVD. It's an Illusion, the Lawful Rebellion Conference. It speaks to this grand deception and a whole new paradigm of liberty. And here's what they say about the tricksters who set up this system of deception, manipulation, exploitation. It says, governments are private corporations that are officially listed as incorporated for-profit corporations on Dun and Bradstreet. Okay, and they state when you're actually voting, you're voting for corporate dictators that have only one goal, to maximize their profit, and that the countless rules, policies, statutes are designed for that purpose. Then they state that a statute is nothing more than a legislative rule of society given the force of law by the implied consent of the governed, meaning there's no actual informed consent. Everyone just caves in under threat, duress, coercion, that mm-hmm. if you don't do this or that, you're going to jail, you're going to be fined, etc.
I think that what you've said so far is all generally true, with the exception of perhaps the private corporations, in that they are municipal corporations. They're slightly different. But otherwise, I think everything you've said is fairly accurate. I'm wondering, though, is this this website that you're out, that you're talking about, is it purporting that there is some sort of magical solution to this? Because a lot of them make that claim, and then, you know, they want you to pay hundreds of dollars to find out what it is, and et cetera, et cetera.
No, this is the beauty of this resource. Because what it is, it's a compendium of the whole spectrum of subject matter with people who were previously, like this guy, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, a guy by the name of Perkins,
mm-hmm.
John Perkins. Boy, if you could ever interview this guy, because he does do interviews, I've heard this. And he talks about the United States government using its economic warfare projects that are all covertly perpetrated through the CIA to build its empire and dominate the world. In fact, what he says is, NSA, the No Such Agency, is primarily responsible for enticing the corruptible leaders of third world countries to take out,
they take out loans, and then they can't pay them back, and then the feds basically end up owning them, right? That's the idea?
Yeah, specifically, he states it's the IMF, the Bank of England, the World Bank, and so they go in
right.
there, and what he says here, this is the damning thing. He was used as one, as like the economic hitman. If they wouldn't pony up to their debt obligations, then and he uses the examples of the Panamanian leader Tutorials and then
right there are example after example, and I've heard of the book, and I've seen the guy interview
Confessions of an Economic Hitman.
Right.
You know, I don't disagree with any of the stuff that's really said in it. You know, there clearly are, when you're talking about that level of money and that level of power, you know, there clearly are all kinds of subterfuge that go on. But the people that pay for it, when these third world dictators, I'm sure it's not too difficult to get them to take the initial payoff, and then, you know, it's not like they're on the hook for it. Their people are, and that's really the problem. The problem is that we have a system, essentially, countries are essentially slave farms. I mean, admittedly, you're not talking about slavery as it existed 150 years ago, but when they own these people and their tax dollars and their labor, well, they're still a partial slave to the person, to the government.
Fred, I want to thank you again. What's the website you're on there?
Well, let me. There's one other video, because you asked me what about solutions, okay?
Yeah.
And here is a video done by a guy who lost his child, his 2-year-old child, because somebody alleged child abuse. You know, you might be spanking your child or something, or maybe not, and the child just abruptly, you know, shouts or yells and some, anyhow. So this led the guy on an odyssey of discovery on how this supposedly justice system, you know, safeguards everyone's best interest. So it culminated. Here's what the video here is called, Security of the Person.
Robert Renard from thinkfree.ca, it's actually not his first video. He did a few others. Bursting Bubbles of Government Deception is one of them, and there's another one out there. And he puts them all up on Google Video for people to see for free. It's fascinating. It's fascinating stuff. In fact, we've had Robert Renard on this program. If you want to see that, you can go to guests.freetalklive.com, and we've got our interview with him up there. The thing I like about Robert Renard is that his ideas are very interesting, and he's one of those guys that's willing to put them out there up front without charging hundreds of dollars like a lot of these.
And he practices them and talks about their real life application.
Right. Now, whether or not that's actually going to do anything to keep you out of a cage, I think Robert Renard would be the first person to tell you that if you apply the things that he says, the ideas about, you know, essentially opting out of this government society and you know, creating your own society, it's risky, in that, you know, there's very well a cold cage waiting for you for taking these risks. But that's what we need to do, is start taking some risks in general. I'm not saying that his approach is going to work exactly right, because he's here, he's in Canada, we're here in the United States, and the systems are slightly different. But I think the general idea of going ahead and making it clear that you don't consent to what this government is doing to you.
Right. Take, you know, even the level of resistance of going to traffic court and taking the traffic ticket through the system.
Don't take the plea bargain. Don't pay them off. But what would be most useful is to get people together. As you were saying, you wanted to come up here, and I highly encourage it. And thank you, Fred, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. It's a great opportunity to come up and check out New Hampshire. Right now, though, I want to do a giveaway. The TOTASAK, TOTASAK.com. You call in. It's darn it, 603-435-1105 is the number. Caller 2 wins.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have 2 solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's 1/4 the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalistSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever, 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Saturday edition of the program. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And you know what? I totally blew the Totosat giveaway, Mark. I gave out a phone number that hasn't been working for a few days, and I just blew it. So we're going to do it a little differently. Let's do it. You want to do it email?
Yeah, that sounds fine. Yeah, have them send a Totosat.
Send
an email to me at mark@freetalklive.com. I'll take the fourth email that comes in as far as the list goes, the fourth one that comes in at mark@freetalklive.com, that's with a K, even though you could send it to a C because it doesn't really matter. I have both of them, just in case somebody doesn't know. But
you get a two-pack of the Totosat.
Yeah, just the fourth email, I'll send it back. I'll get your name, address, and telephone number and all that stuff. I'll let you know. So go. Right.
So we continue taking your phone calls because that's the point of the program, allow you to take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. And we'll start things out here with Dave, listening to WFLA in St. Pete, Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Dave? Doing great.
I like the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
I've got a story, though, of a problem. Actually, two problems. One with the judicial system here in Pinellas County in Florida, and another with being medicated at a state mental hospital without a court order. And I've got all the documentation. I've notified the Tallahassee Bureau Chiefs of the Miami Herald and the St. Pete Times and the guy with the biggest cojones at the Tallahassee Democrat. I've got all the state-generated documentation to prove that I was illegally medicated while I was in the Florida State Hospital. Nobody wants to report this. I've contacted 7 oversight agencies to this hospital.
So they Baker Acted you? They forced you into hospital treatment?
Well, the story starts in a judicial sense. So I had was a neighbor of a sheriff, and he got me arrested for burglarizing his house.
Were you?
Did you burglarize his house?
It never occurred. There were eyewitnesses to the fact that the burglary never occurred, but the eyewitnesses were never deposed. The public defender told me that I would take my choice of 21.9 months in prison, or he would render me incompetent and I would never see a trial. And I said, all you got to do is depose the eyewitnesses, and there won't be a charge, much less. He says, well, I'm not going to defend you against 2 cops. So I spent 49 months waiting trial. I went to 2 different state mental hospitals, and when I was at the big one, which is Florida State Hospital in Chattahoochee, I was there for
the Hooch.
Florida State Hospital in Chattahoochee, Florida.
The Hooch. It is affectionately referred to as the Hooch.
Yeah, they told me I wouldn't be eligible for discharge unless I voluntarily took medication. I said, what's my mental illness symptom? And they said, refusal to take medication. And I said, no, that's an issue. That's not a symptom.
Refusal to take the plea bargain. You need medication. You must be crazy if you don't take our deal.
So they went ahead and got a psychiatrist to deem me psychotic. And they injected me with the Abilify for 7 days. And I looked up the laws, and the law says he had 48 hours to get a judge's signature, but these injections continued for 168 hours. I've got all the hospital-generated documentations, the physician orders for 7 days in a row, and I took this to the state attorney, Willie Meggs, there in Leon County, and he said he's going to defer the opinion to the Department of Health. The Department of Health is run by Surgeon General Viamonte Ross. I faxed her 90 pages of hospital-generated documentation that there was a verifiable felony committed by psychiatrist at the state hospital. She deferred her opinion to an underling. The underling cited Florida State Statute 916, which says they have 48 hours to get a judge's signature, and said that they saw no violation of the law.
Of course not. They'll never hold themselves accountable. They're all buddies, you know. They're all interested in protecting one another and not taking any liability for their actions or any of their own laws that they break. When you break one of their rules, they come down like a hammer. But when one of them breaks their own rules, if they even admit to it, it's usually just a tap on the hand.
Well, it's unacceptable, and I'm thinking maybe you guys have an idea for me on how I can get this story in the media. Because media I've contacted will touch it. It's
you've
like
got
they
it.
Don't want to lose their invitation to the state agency.
You got it.
Party.
You got it. That's exactly what it is.
I think there's a conflict of interest of some kind. Either they're scared.
Well, what it is number one.
Don't want to ruin their party, guys.
That's what it is. It's these media organizations live off of the press releases and the information that they get from the various different government agencies that they talk to. So if all of a sudden they start getting too critical, you know, they're allowed to be a little critical here and there,
especially
from time
about
to
sex,
time. Especially about political candidates when no one has actually taken power yet. But generally, though, they are very deferential to politicians once they're in office. They're very deferential, especially to the police and to these other agencies.
A government press release is news, not the opposing story to the press release, just the press release. That's the news.
Here's what I'd like to do.
Go ahead.
I'd like to, if you guys will give me a fax number, I'd like to let you guys have possession of the documents that I have.
Well, there's nothing we can do for
you,
man.
This is a call.
I realize that.
It's call in line.
We're a talk show that allows anybody to call about anything, and we've done that.
My recommendation would be to put up a YouTube video, write letters to the editors all over this, all of the newspapers over the state of Florida.
Those are more likely to get published.
Reference the YouTube video, send people to it, and that's the best I can. The best thing you can try to do is make something viral.
Otherwise,
thanks for having your show.
No, thank you for calling and telling the story. I hope if you want to, you don't have a website right now, right? You don't have any way to get. That would be a good thing to do.
Yeah, website.
YouTube, put up a blog, and on that blog you can post those documents, put them up in PDF or JPEGs or something like that. That way people can get this information. Make it easy to understand. understand a lot of people that have gone through a really traumatic situation want to just dump all of that information in one place, and then you end up getting this web page that just scrolls and scrolls and scrolls and scrolls. So you want to make it easy for people to understand. You've explained it fairly succinctly here on the air tonight, and keep that same mindset when you're building your blog site. And I think those are two things that you can do to where once you I would say build the blog site, put the YouTube video up first, then start doing the writing the letters to the editor, start doing the promotions, reach out to individual reporters, reach out to the editors at the papers as well, and maybe you'll get a bite when you can make it easy for them to go and see what is going on. But if all that fails, I'd say if you love freedom, get the hell out of Florida, join the Free State Project, and come on up here. Thanks for the call tonight, and good luck. 800-259-9231.
I feel so bad for people that, you know, are in situations like that, and I know how difficult it can be to get the media to report on their government, overlords, for lack of a better term.
Well, if they're too critical, then the public information officer at the local sheriff's department, they're too critical of the sheriff, the PIO is not going to give them another interview. And then they're going to look bad when they are compared to the other organizations that are still getting interviews from the sheriff's department. And this is a very real situation where if the news agencies are too critical of the state cuts them off, and they believe that they need the state to create their news. They believe that they need to have their politicians on the show, and they need to have the head bureaucrats on to somehow appear legitimate. I think that a great news organization is one that is questioning the state at all times, and one that is very critical, and one that isn't afraid to call them out of the carpet.
That's the idea of a free press from the beginning, but unfortunately it didn't really work out.
Never really tried it.
We have a co-host here on the show that it happened to. He had a show. He was critical.
A radio show.
Yeah, he had a radio show. He was critical of the local, state, and federal politicians, and the people that own the station said, "Look, you don't get enough politician interviews."
Hey, we're not getting any ad dollars now.
They don't want you to come here because
they're not buying political ads because your show's on our station. So we're going to cut your show off. That's what happened to him.
It's indeed what happened.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. It is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine, nutritious vitamins and minerals and a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them three cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Give me liberty or give me death. Patrick Henry uttered those words in 1775. He died just 24 years later. You can avoid his fate by subscribing to Liberty, the National Journal of Libertarian Opinion, News, Investigation, and Intellectual Exploration. Liberty isn't just current events. In every issue, you can expect to see reflections, reviews, and reporting that challenge the individual mind. Get Liberty now with a free trial issue at libertyunbound.com and avoid an untimely meeting with the Grim Reaper.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can, by the way, Mark, did you get the winner on that contest yet?
I have it.
Yep. You do? Okay, so no need to send Mark any further emails at this point. But stay tuned, because more Totus Hack giveaways will be done, not tonight, but coming up this week. We've got at least another one for you, maybe two. So, more to come here. Your calls are the primary element at 800-259-9231. You can join us, by the way, on our website at freetalklive.com. We had a gentleman earlier mention that he wishes he could get the show. He's listening, I think, in Indianapolis. Where we're on Saturday nights, but they're not they don't take our weekday show, and he was mentioning how he'd like to have us weekdays, which is possible. The show is on 18 hours a week, 6 nights a week. We are live taking your calls, and if you don't get it all 6 nights a week, all 18 hours on your local radio station, give them a call, thank them for every bit they do carry, if they carry the show, and then ask them to carry some more Free Talk Live. It's important to show appreciation before you ask for something.
Right. I've managed the radio station. I can tell you the cranky people didn't get as much as much deference from me as the nice people did.
So we'll continue here. 800-259-9231. Go into Jack listening in Tampa to WFLA. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live. Jack, in Tampa?
Yes.
You're on the air?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
On January 26th, a federal judge in New York City will have Mr. Obama's trial for his birth certificate.
Okay. What will that result in?
I have no idea. It's a final trial on it. It's on the Internet. The Internet is WorldNet Daily. It's WND.com/proven, and it's the final trial. It would be indexed.
All right, so what do you think? I understand that there's this big movement out there of people that are real concerned about, is Obama an American citizen? Let's hold his feet to the flames.
I saw his birth certificate. It's on the Internet.
Okay, so what?
He was born Barack Hussein Obama, 8-5-1951.
Okay, and where was he born?
In Kenya, Ding Village, NASA. NYASA.
They hand out birth certificates in these villages in Kenya?
I don't think they handle out. You got to be born to get them. In Hawaii, during the time of his in 1951, a dog could get a birth certificate in Hawaii.
So what is it that you think will – I mean, let's presume the court decides in the way that you want them to, and that Obama was born in Kenya. What do you think will happen?
It's not what I want. Is they should take them out. They should.
What do you want?
I don't want anything. I want the court to rule the proper way. They should take the presidency away from them.
Then what?
Put them in jail.
Then what?
What's the punishment?
Wait. Then what?
What do you mean, then what?
Well, what then? What happens after Obama gets
put in
jail?
Surely somebody's going to be president. Who's going to be president?
Well, the next guy in line.
Who's that?
I guess Joe Plugs.
And that's going to be good?
I have no idea, but you can't have somebody that's counterfeit in there, can you?
What's the difference? I mean, they're all the same, aren't they? Aren't you wasting a lot of energy and thought power and time on this?
I'm not wasting nothing. A person happened to tell me about it. I looked it up.
I see.
Nobody's talking about it.
Well, there's this big movement. Maybe you're not part of it, but there's this big movement of people. They call themselves the birthers, and they're very, very concerned about this. And I understand if you think that something actually can change in Washington, D.C., that you would somehow believe that by rearranging the deck chairs and putting one politician in place of another politician is somehow going to make things different, but it doesn't seem that it's going to make a damn bit of difference at all.
I think it may get their attention to do things right.
Do things right. Look, I understand what you're saying by do things right is follow their own rules, but they don't do that ever. They never follow their own rules. Otherwise, the Constitution would actually mean something to them, and it doesn't. Either that or the Constitution has absolutely authorized all of the things, and they have been following their own rules the entire time. But it seems to me that if they wanted to do things right, they should do what's right and stop hurting people. How's that sound?
There was an article in the National Enquirer about Mr. Obama being a homosexual and having...
You didn't even answer my question. I asked you a question about them doing the right thing in that they should stop hurting people.
They should follow the Constitution, sir.
Well, maybe they are following the Constitution.
Are you in Florida, by the way?
I was. I used to live my entire life, 26 years
I'm a senior
Florida.
Citizen. I'm in Mr. Obama's senior healthcare death camp down here when he's done with us.
Look, I am not in favor of what Barack Obama does. He's a thug just like George W. Bush was a thug, just like Bill Clinton was a thug, just like all of the presidents before him were all thugs, just men in search of power over others.
Wasn't it about time to stop somebody that's not legit?
None of them are legit. Do you understand that? It's never legitimate. It's never legitimate to enact violence and threats of force on your neighbors.
We never had a president that wasn't born in our country.
I don't want any of them. I don't care where they were born. They're forcing themselves on people. They're using threats of violence and aggression against peaceful people. Don't you think that's wrong, sir?
Well, definitely.
Okay. So why are you piddling around about where one of them was born? They're all gangsters.
I'm only making you aware of it. That's all.
I'm well aware of it, and it matters nothing to me, but I appreciate the call. Thanks for making it. 800-259-9231. I don't care where the head gang member was born. What I care about is whether or not they're using aggression against people, and they all do, all of them.
Well, I concur with you that it doesn't really matter whether Barack Obama's in charge, Joe Biden, or honestly John McCain. As far as I'm concerned, they all stink.
Absolutely.
All the choices stink. However, I do have what else stinks is a president that won't show his real live birth certificate.
Who cares? Like you said, you even said, if he gets bumped out or put in a jail cell, then whatever the hell his name is, the VP gets put in.
If you were the president of the United States of America, Ian, let's assume that, poof, that happened. And they said, well, we don't believe you could be the president. Show us your birth certificate. Would you not show it to him or would you show it to him?
Look, I wouldn't be the president.
I understand, but what if you got elected?
I understand what you're saying.
What if you didn't run and still got
elected?
Listen
to all of the effort that you're putting into even speaking these words.
I'm not putting any effort into anything. I'm just telling you, the man's a gosh darned liar.
So's the other guy. So's the guy that will come after him. What a shock. The politician that runs the government in the Washington, D.C. is a liar. If we kick him out of office, which fine, go ahead, kick him out of office. Then you get Joe.
I think we need more presidents kicked out of office.
Who is the vice president? I don't even know.
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
I think more of them need to be kicked out of office.
Right, because that's going to happen.
Well, I don't think it's going to happen.
Look what Bill Clinton did.
But don't you think it's wrong for the man not to show his birth certificate? If
it was wrong for Bill Clinton to lie to about the whole Monica thing. He didn't get kicked out. It was wrong for George W. Bush to tell lies.
Ask him what he was doing.
It was wrong for all of them to lie. They all lie about different things. This is one thing that this one has lied about. Okay, you caught him in a lie.
It's one of the simple rules of the Constitution, okay? There aren't very many. If you want to run for the chief executive office, mm-hmm. you need to be a natural-born citizen. Now, the Supreme Court has not ruled as to what that is. I don't know where the man was born. I don't know any of that. However, if the guy, you know, to me, it stinks to high heaven that he won't show his birth certificate.
I would agree with you, Mark, if I gave a damn.
But look at you arguing about how it doesn't give a damn. And it doesn't matter.
You keep trying to explain to me like it should matter, and it doesn't matter.
I don't care either, Ian.
Okay, then let's move on and talk to Frank, listening to WCER in Canton. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Hi. Hey, that's why I like you guys. You called it all truthfully. They were all a bunch of gangsters.
A thug is a thug is a thug. I don't care what plot of land they were born.
I like that. You're right about those things. Hey, we have a lot more behind them, too, but I have a...
Yeah.
Like you say, you know, we got a lot of gangsters and thugs in Washington. Hey, but what I wanted to say is, and what I wanted to ask, I wanted to make the statement, I'm very anti-war.
Me too.
And taking over other people's countries and putting them into submission and forcing a capitalist democratic regime.
I'm anti any forcing anyone to do anything unless they agreed to.
Gangster thugs. Anyhow, so my understanding is I heard the other day that the projected cost, and I want to get this out to American and listeners, the projected cost for this war, and I didn't catch if it was just for Afghanistan or for Iraq and Afghanistan, is a projected $40 billion for this next year coming, okay?
Mm. It's been over $1 trillion so far for all of the shenanigans, right?
And I'm not sure. I'd like to hear out there from people because it's costing Americans and our country.
That's
I'd
right.
like to find out how much it's cost America in money from the time of shock and awe till this present time.
You know what, that's a good question, but it's more than just the money. It's also the opportunity costs and the billions of dollars that could have been in our hands that we could have done things with that would have actually been productive rather than destructive. Thanks for the call. Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.